You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Yes, indeed, this is Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. I am Pastor Christopher Manti. You can call me Christopher, though. And I hope I'm your friend. Hope you are my brother or sister in Christ. That's the most important thing, of course. We do welcome any new viewers. Please make yourself known. Say hello, whether you're on the YouTube or the Facebook or the X or the Instagram, or even on the proprietary app that this church that I belong to created called End Time Church App, endtime.app. Go get that. Use it. It's totally free. Please support this podcast if it's a blessing to you, or if you learned something today, that would be awesome. Okay, so please do share this. Please share it. You know, it's very important. Any podcast that you listen to will always tell you that right off the bat because it's true. That's the way we get the word out there the best. Okay, so yes, like, share, subscribe, all that stuff, but share most of all. Okay, share most of all. And I think it's important that, especially as a Christian, that we talk about things that are actually happening in the world, honestly, through the biblical lens, of course. But this UFO thing is real. I mean, it's real. Whatever it ends up, you know, the ultimate truth of the matter is, it's still real. And it's not fake. And there's so much history now, you know, 80 years worth of documentation and historians poring over this stuff and not crazy kooks, that it's becoming clearer. What I want to focus on today, though, is something that I have a little experience in, and I just have, I guess it's easier for me than for others to see a bigger picture on the ins and outs of our government, because I had been in politics for a while, organizing political campaigns and so forth and so on. Obviously, I've been voting my entire adult life, paid very close attention to elections and whatnot, and so now this issue has come up and is very public, and we need to be serious and sober about it, because I can tell you, your government, if you're American, but others as well, obviously this is my home, and I consider myself a patriotic American, by the way. I love being here. Our system of government is pretty awesome. It's been very beneficial for my life and my family and millions of others. Obviously, people want to come here from all over the world for 100 years plus now. So, I mean, I know it's almost 300 years old, but point is, I'm not coming at it in some kind of disrespectful way. Just the truth of the matter is what's going on with the politics of this UAP UFO situation. And there's so much going on. It's been very, very busy the past couple of years. For almost 10 years. But it's all been out of the public eye, or most all of it. There's a lot of reasons for that, but the point is, it's coming out now. It's becoming more public. The New York Times story broke. And the reason why that kind of started this process is kind of the first thing I want to bring to you now, which is how these things, it's just like Watergate, guys. It's just like JFK assassinations, like the biggest events that folks don't want to get out. The way they get out is through illegal means. I mean, just being honest, right? somebody leaks information from their organization or what they know, or, you know, they will tell someone else about this illegality that's happening. But it's always some kind of betrayal of confidence. But guess what? Especially as a Christian, we should know that if you're a moral person, sometimes your morality, well, it should always override legality. Because sometimes what you're sworn to not say is wrong. It's immoral. It's illegal not to say when illegal things are happening or when immoral things are happening. People are getting hurt. The government that you're claiming to serve, or the country you're serving by being in the CIA, the Defense Department, the intelligence community somehow, you're betraying your country by doing illegal things, by having black projects, by engaging in budgets that are never revealed, by never telling Congress, even though you're mandated to. Those are illegal things. But those are the things that have been happening for decades now on purpose. And so it's starting to come to light because people are leaking, some people of conscience, and even they're not all the way, they're just kind of putting it out there and seeing who runs with it, right? The New York Times in 2017 wrote this big write-up about this, even though there's with official denials for decades that it turns out the at least the Pentagon is deadly serious about UFOs still. And is very interested in them, and that they're not our stuff, and that people, you can tell that I can tell you that every single time I do a podcast, and you still will get most people in disbelief. It's just like it's a disconnect, cognitive dissonance, or whatever. They just don't believe the truth of the matter. You just don't want to believe it. That there's UFO and UAPs that we're still seeing today, we were seeing before we had aircraft. So anyway, and the cover, by the way, of this video, if you're listening or watching, you know, the YouTube, the, thumbnail, whatever, is actually a real picture and a real newspaper, clipping and a photo of what happened in 1952. I would guess that most everyone listening to this, unless you're a UFO person who studied history on this, has no idea that in 1952 there was a major UFO, a whole bunch of them seen by thousands of people over Washington, D.C. And that the Air Force sent aircraft after them to shoot them down. This is not made up. It's not a movie. Why don't they just land in the White House lawn, right? Like, there's an alternate version of history that you're not supposed to know. Or you hush it up or you make fun of it or whatever, just to pretend, make it go away. But it's real. Anyways, so in 2017, part of this revelation that came out that, oh my gosh, we really do care a whole lot. This UFO thing is not silly. It hasn't gone away. They've been lying for decades about it. And by the way, here's some videos. Here's proof. Everyone wants videos and proof. Here's some. Three of them. Gimbal, Tic Tac, and Go Fast, right? Those are the little code names or little fun names that that got assigned to these videos. Again, if you're a UFO person, like, you know about these things very, very well. But the point is, they were leaked. And what happened right off the bat when it first happened was denial. We don't know what that is. It's not nice to release classified things. Wait a minute. Are you saying classified things? That means it actually is legitimate. It is from government. It is from our military. Yes, actually, it is. Then can you confirm that it actually is unidentified? Aerial phenomena. Flying object or anomalous phenomena, whatever name you want to put on it, is it truly unidentified? That's the key word in it. Turns out, yes, actually. The Air Force, the Pentagon, the CIA, CIA doesn't admit anything, but we are admitting that it actually is. These are actual unidentified objects caught on military, equipment. And when we say when the government tells you unidentified, it means it's not ours. It's legitimately, they don't know. So again, stop with this. It's our stuff or it's some other country's stuff. It's not. They just don't want to talk about it. And they don't want to talk about it, if you really think this through and look at the actual history of it, they don't want to talk about it because it means they can't defend you, which is their job. All right, I'm not assigning motives or whatever, but I'm assuming good motives. That yes, people who are in the military and are in the services, right, in the government, in the intelligence communities, at their heart, I'm assuming they want to actually do the right thing and protect the country and protect the people of the country, including themselves, including their families. And now if that's the case, now you begin to understand why, perhaps, some of this is so not only classified, like there's classified things that you understand, but then some you don't. You begin to figure out that this isn't some secret weapon system or like the F-22, right? Hey guys, I see your comments. Hi. MS Bond Servant, what's up? It's a good late morning here where I am in the world, but to MS, it is an evening and good evening to you literally worldwide here. So please say hello. Well, I see you're watching. I don't see you, but I know people are there. So say hello, please. Make a comment. Where are you from? Who are you? Even if you're in school right now, that's okay. Anyways, so where do we, the fact is that it's leaking out. The fact is that you want to protect the country. Okay, well, then maybe you're actually scared of something. The Air Force can't protect you is what it means. We're having stuff fly around. That's the Air Force's job, air. It's flying around. And by the way, we created an Air Force only after we saw that there were things in the air that we don't know how to deal with. 1947. That's when we had multiple, by the way. It wasn't just Roswell, and that was the first time ever. It wasn't the first time. But it may be the first time we actually could get our hands on something. Maybe. Oh, by the way, Roswell, I'm not going to talk about this today. But, for example, think about it. The Roswell crash. Who said it crashed? I mean, let's assume there is a thing and it really hit the ground, okay? To call that a crash, but that a crash implies the people or whoever's flying it crashed it. Like there was an error, there was something. Why would you say that? Who said it didn't land without crashing? Okay, fine. It crashed. It was violent. It was broken when it landed. Okay, fine. That means what? Either, there might have been a malfunction and it was just a regular old crash, like people crash airplanes, or maybe it was shot down. Maybe it was shot down by America. Maybe it was shot down by another UAP. I'm just going to say that there is evidence of those things, or at least testimony. Okay, so again, don't make assumptions. When people hear UFO or UAP, oh my gosh, the government's taking it serious. It must mean there's an alien race from 1,000 light years away that has made contact and whatever. It does not necessarily mean that, by the way. So I just read a statistic this morning. We're up to half of, and it's probably more than this, because we don't have full picture. We don't have full reporting. We don't have a way to get this information collated. But probably 50% of every UFO sighting, you know, legitimate, unidentified, not somebody making a mistake and seeing something that's not anomalous, But half of those, the truly anonymous, anomalous things, involve the water. Like the oceans or major bodies of water where the where this UAP, UFO thing is either in relation to the water, comes out of the water, goes into the water. So there's more to this whole thing. And that's why the government is freaked out, okay? And so I just want to let you know what's going on right now is we've had this, leak, kind of blow it all open a couple of years ago. And now behind the scenes, people like people you would know, politicians who you would know, Chuck Schumer, Marco Rubio, many in the House, etc. All of a sudden, they're like, what the heck is going on here? We're not being told. And these are Gang of Eight. And if you know the political system, I could explain it. Hey, Dan, what's up, brother? Yes, man. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. Anyways, I don't get off track. But point is, you have people in both parties. Yeah, but both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate bicameral. Both are very interested. Some don't. Some don't want to be interested. Some want to keep the cover-up going, okay, for whatever reasons. They have their reasons. They think it's dangerous. They think we can't, we dare not reveal what this stuff is. Maybe it's just the people in my district, like in Ohio at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, tell me it's a bad idea. I shouldn't even talk about it. I should make fun of it. For example, Mr. Turner, like all that. There's those people. But it's bipartisan, okay? It's not as if there's the Republican Party is all about covering up UFOs and the Democrats are all about revealing it. It's not like that. And it's not the opposite way either. And it's not as if the Senate's all about doing it and the House is stopping them or the president is all about it and the Congress, it's not like that. There's active civil war, okay, for lack of a better term, and that's not a good term for this, but there's a civil war happening inside your government right now. Some want to keep this thing completely covered up and secret. Some want it completely uncovered and told to the world. And many kind of want a middle ground where, well, we'll kind of release it as we go a little bit at a time. Maybe whatever's we should make a lot of it unclassified, but still keep some of it classified. Like, I don't, whatever. But they're all over the place. That's the point. Okay, there is no government position. There is no government conspiracy. There's a conspiracy of some. Illegality of some. And it's a huge mistake to say this is a political thing. It never has been and never will be. Well, I can't say never will be, I guess. Because we're in election year, 2024, and it looks like we're in a very bad Groundhog Day of the same old, the same candidates, and I mean old, really, really old, mentally unfit, both of these candidates are. But here we go. And it's possible that if Mr. Biden and his team think they're going to lose and they need some kind of boost, as this year rolls on before November, it's possible that they decide, you know what? Maybe Biden's like, you know what, dude, I'm 80 some years old. I don't care anymore. Maybe it just slips out, right? But they might say, you know what? I'm going to declassify all this UFO stuff right now. This is it. We're making the announcement. The White House, big breaking news. We know what the UAP situation is. This, we've had this secret program since the 40s. Yes, we have craft. Yes, we have occupants or intelligences. They're not humans. Like all that. Like, I'm not saying that's what it would sound like, but it's possible that type of thing could happen in an election, because if you really believe, like, if my guy, you know, if the other guy wins, it's the end of America. We might as well spill the beans. That might happen. I don't think I would bet on it, but it's possible. And so again, it's, don't fall for the simplistic excuses and lazy understanding of it's political, where one party only wants this out of thing, or it's really about this other political thing, or really about this budget, or really about another country. You know, that's lazy and foolish. You're not interested in the truth at all. And it's also lazy and foolish to say that these are just secret government projects. It's really dumb, honestly. The evidence does not lead there. And what probably the people who are keeping the secrets, again, I'm just thinking of the America, or even what you would call the Five Eyes security apparatus, which is the intelligence sharing that's supposed to happen between the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Very interesting, by the way. You would understand America, Canada, UK, but then really go to the other side of the world for Australia and New Zealand. Anyways, think on that. But yeah, they're supposed to share intelligence about all this stuff. But they're not the only game in town. UFOs and UAP thing is not an American thing. Again, if you do cursory research on this, and I don't mean QAnon research, I mean actual, you know, proper journalistic investigations and clippings and, you know, old newspapers and whatever, that Russia has had UAP incidents for decades. China, we know they have a program. And I don't mean a program to make UFOs. I mean to address them, to, if they can get their hands on stuff, to reverse engineer it. We know Russia and China have those programs, at least them, because it's a global thing. Is it possible that whatever's behind this UAP UFO thing is, if it is one intelligence, and that's an assumption that we shouldn't make either, by the way, if it's just one intelligence behind it all, one party, okay, it's possible they would be visiting America, at least in the early, you know, the first half of the 20th century, more perhaps because of the unique danger that we pose because of the nuclear weapon revelation. Because before that, most of them were seen in Europe. The Foo Fighters, they called them. They were following around the Nazis and the Allied aircraft. Anyways, so it's ongoing. It's real. You can't make it political. It's across the aisle. You should. This is why I pointed out right in July, when there's the Grush and Fravor and oh my gosh, Graves, testimony, right, before the public, before God, before under oath, and all that stuff. I just lost my train of thought there. Sorry. Anyways, so it's going on. Because you saw during that time when these guys were talking in these very incredibly coherent, sane, intelligent, well-spoken, not in it to sell books, you know, guys, are just telling what they know. And then you see the bipartisanship just flowing in the room. I mean, you see very extreme left and very extreme right united in the fact that they need to know about this, and something's wrong. It's being concealed. And to the point, just my last, I think, point right now, is there was a portion of that hearing. If you go back and watch it, if you've never seen it, first of all, if you've never seen it, go watch it. It's a seminal event in modern history. Part of it was one of the very right-wing people named Matt Gaetz told something that just happened to him a couple months earlier in January, I believe. I'm not sure if the incident was in January or he went January. Maybe it was both. Just a year ago. It says he was, and there's a story. I'll put the link. It's a very well written up article in the War Zone, which is a very trusted source. That I'm going to put in the comments right now, and I'll try to put in the description later. There's the link to that. Air Force pilot's bizarre encounter with capsule-like craft off Florida declassified. I just want to point out, for example, just this one incident, it kind of encapsulates where we're at and how this stuff is working. Matt Gaetz told this story. It says he was notified. Where's the quote? On January 26th, 2023, U.S. Air Force pilot gained radar lock on four separate UAPs. And then it describes what they were and what happened. Talks about here it is. Gaetz says he initially learned of the incident through a legally protected disclosure to his office. What does that mean? It means somebody. It says legally protected. Now, does that mean it's a whistleblower situation with legal protection because he's from within the military and he's going over his chain of command, his or her? Maybe. Maybe it's a citizen who asked not to be identified, but it says legally protected disclosure. So it seems like much more than just somebody who said something and a congressperson took it very seriously enough to go look into it immediately, whatever this correspondence was. So think about that, okay? He said, I had received through a legally protected disclosure to his office, he along with Tim Burchett and Anna Polino Luna, who you should know by now, they're basically one of the driving forces behind that hearing. Subsequently traveled to Eglin for more information. So those three of them, they're three Republicans, very conservative, very right-wing guys and gal, went to this Air Force base in northern Florida on the Gulf Coast, and at which point they originally, because they heard this information, that's what Gaetz was told. There was this incident, there's four UFOs out there, we locked on with equipment and data, and something really weird happened, and some of our stuff stopped working, and now we're being throttled where we can't say anything or show anybody anything. It's been locked down. Now, this is the MO of the, whether it's the Air Force, the CIA, or whatever else, in the Navy, it happens over and over and over and over and over. Something like this happens, and all of a sudden, the men in black, so to speak, right, the higher-ups swoop in, interview the heck out of these people, and tell them, don't ever speak about it. And we're going to confiscate all your film and your data. It's happened over and over and over. Why? You don't need to be a genius or politically savvy person to know what's going on. You don't do that if it's nothing. You don't do that if it's just misidentified planets, weather balloons, secret tech. Even if it's secret tech, you don't do that. You just say, hey, this is, you know, this is ours. Hey, sorry, Commander, we didn't let you know that we're actually testing our own stuff out here. Well, you're not going to put billions of dollars in jets in danger just because you have stuff that you don't want to reveal to the rest of this. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. And we're talking about, in this case, F-22s, most likely. Anyway, that's what Gates is saying. F-22s are the, as far as I could tell, the most technologically advanced fighter in the history of humankind. It is the greatest thing ever. I mean, it is half of it still classified, even though it's still flying missions. I mean, it's out there now. Now, this is a good a case of actual technology from American military that is highly classified still that you can't know about. I mean, you could see them, pictures of it now. It's not 1,000% classified, but you can't know what's on it. Like, there's technologies on there that we don't know about. And that's different. That's not a UFO. Okay? That's not UAP. And they call it phenomenon for a reason. It's not unidentified jet fighters. For example, this incident with Gates, he was saying there were four UAPs. There were several pilots who saw them, but only one pilot was allowed to speak on it. To them, to the Congress. Well, look, we're Congress people. We're actually above you. I mean, as far as the authorities, you can't hide anything from us. What are you saying? There's a classification on it that we don't have? That's basically what they were told. So you're elected officials. And Gates is on the Armed Services Committee. I mean, like, this is one you don't get much higher than that as far as, like, you give the money and you give the permission to the armed forces to do anything. You're their boss. Basically, right? This is the purpose of a civilian controlled military. And it's very, very important. It's one of our pillars as a country, is that our military is supposed to be subject to non-military authority. So we'll never have a coup. There'll never be a takeover by the military of the United States. That's the point of it. But some folks in the military and in the intelligence community, they say community because there's so darn many intelligence services, CIA, NSA, a whole alphabet soup, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of employees. We used to call them spies, but they're all that whole thing, the whole community of them. Some people within that and within our military decided that you don't control us. We don't answer to you. That's the reality. And that's what's happening. Anyway, so the Gates thing, you can go read at that link. It tells you the details about what happened. And Mr. Gates, again, is not a whatever you think of him. He's like, what I saw, and he just saw, there's a photograph. He was only allowed to see a photograph. There's a drawing, which was released here in a second. I'll tell you what happened there. And there's a full video. But he said just to be able to see anything or interview anybody. Is a problem. That is revealing. Okay, now how did this happen? Somebody probably on the base went direct over his superior officers or hers, went to Matt Gates directly and said, you got to get over here because this happened and they're trying to bury it and get me to not talk or whatever. He's like, all right, be right there. I'm going to bring some other guys and gals with me. They went down. They were stonewalled. They wouldn't be let in at first. They wouldn't let him interview the pilot at first. To ask him what happened, wouldn't let him see anything. Only after prodding and pressure And oh, by the way, we're your superiors, basically. Okay, you have to show us and give us access. They were given small amount of access. And it's only because of all that ticking him off, rightly, by the way, Gates got ticked off and said, what is going on here? So when we do this hearing a couple months later in July, he's like, I'm going to take this opportunity. You know, we have these guys giving testimony, but I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to give you my testimony. My testimony is this is bullcrap. Okay. This is what happened with me just this year. This is not 1948. This is not even 2004 or 14, like these past years where these pilots are giving their stories from. This just happened. It's ongoing. It's happening right now. And it's not political, but there's a faction in our government that thinks they're in control and they can tell it, the representatives of the United States, what to see and what not. And it's only because they pissed him off, excuse me, that he said anything in public. And it's because and only because he revealed this story in public in July that now the citizens of the United States could take further action and do a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request. And some brother just did this, and he just got back 2 days ago, I think he heard back. And this is what the link that you can see, this is what he was told. Almost all of, there were several pages of documents, almost all of it's redacted, blacked out, can't see that, classified. And there's not the video, not the even a photograph, but a picture, an actual drawing from the pilot of what he saw. The one that, but there were four UAPs. One was closer than the other, and they were stationary. Just sitting there. They weren't falling from the sky. They weren't streaking across like a meteor. They weren't even flying through the air like a UFO. They were just staying there. Right. Anyways, so he made a drawing, a very detailed, the exact shape that he saw, colors that he saw, the behavior, the what did he say? It was around it. It was like blurry air. Not smoke, but blurry air around it. Again, if you look into these things, if you see testimonies, if you see videos, if you, this is exactly what happens over and over and over with these UAPs. This is what they're surrounded by some type of blurriness. So there's, take of that what you will. But the point is, anyway, the only reason why any of that is known today to you and me and that article exists is because of this process of people going outside of their chain of command and alerting someone else, sneaking basically the information out in a illegal or American way. Because you ticked off Matt Gaetz, because that made him say something, and that allowed us to FOIA the information, and now we have this, and it's still not out. We still don't have the video. Why? There's really only one reason that, honestly, there's really only one reason, whether it be 2023, where this happened, or 10 years or 50 years ago or more, that you would not publicly release these things, even though you know there's videos and clear as day pictures, satellite images that will, there is no doubt if the public saw them, there will be no arguments. There'll be no debunkers. It's real. They're doing things we can't explain. They're showing up out of nowhere. They're disappearing. They're going into the oceans. They're really these crazy shapes, non-aerodynamic shapes. We can't stop them. We can't chase them. We can't shoot at them, or we could try to shoot at them. Maybe we've hit a couple. But basically, all our stuff is ineffective. We are impotent against whatever this is. That's the fear. And that's why it's classified, because we can't admit that there's possibly an adversary. I mean, they're behaving very adversarially. If you go right to the most sensitive airspace, most sensitive nuclear sites that a country has, how much more violating can you be and aggressive other than shooting at them? Short of shooting at us, they've done every thing an adversary would do. Maybe they're threatening to shoot at us if we reveal these images. I don't know. I've heard that. Okay. There's no mundane explanation. And that's why the politics of it is there's a faction that wants to get it out. There's a faction that wants to keep it covered up at all costs, including the bogus arrow experiment that's about to die. AARO. It's only been in existence for 2 years. It's going to die as a two-year-old. Again, even that supposedly all about transparency and getting the, you know, investigating this and that. Of course, that's bogus. No, it's not. It's like Project Blue Book. There's no intention of actually getting to the bottom of anything. Look at the name of it itself. Resolution Office. We're not interested in a resolution. I'm not paying you to figure this stuff out to make it explainable as an airplane or as the planet Venus or as swamp gas. It's okay if it's unexplainable, unresolved. It's only unresolved because we want to admit to the full truth of it. Anyway, there's these factions. It's still going on right now. This guy Kirkpatrick, who used to run Arrow, apparently doesn't, but yet he's still writing op-eds for Scientific American, and he's still poo-pooing anyone who would dare to bring up that there's unidentified anythings out there. That there's possibly, and he will sully you by, again, saying the words that no one should be using, which is aliens or extraterrestrials. That might be your thing or your opinion, but that's not the facts right now. We don't know enough about it. But yet, those words come out for a reason. They're trying to, as others like Ross Coulthard is saying, they're trying to control the narrative. So it's not about the truth. This is like Orwell. It's not about the truth. It's about controlling the truth. Controlling a narrative. The narrative is it's mundane, nothing to worry about. These people are crazy who think it is. That's a narrative. So Kirkpatrick is all about that. He's not an employee, yet he's speaking for it. And, oh, by the way, they're going to release a report that they're mandated by Congress to do by today, by the way, today. Where is it? Yesterday we heard, oh, yeah, we're going to invite some hand-picked media only. If you didn't get an invite, you can't come. And we're going to tell you something. We're not going to tell you what that something is. Like, what is this? Is this communist Russia? Like Soviet Union? Is this China? What the heck is going on? Only the media that won't actually be the media and ask you anything? Or challenge you? Or call you on BS? Only those medias? So I don't know if that happened. I don't know if what the result of that was. That was just yesterday that came out. So we're in a very different world than what you think, probably. A world where only certain media is allowed to speak to the Pentagon. A world where in 1952, there was a giant UFO parade over the Capitol in Washington, D.C. You probably didn't know that, right? And a whole bunch of other stuff that supposedly doesn't exist or never happened, but yet it does and did. So that's where we're at right this second. This is not a full breakdown at all, but I just want to let you know that this is where the secrets are being kept, of course, in the halls of power, and we'll see what happens. It's if it's kind of par for the course, then we're going to have this continuous fight over secrecy versus disclosure. And here's the thing they're really fearing, I think, the guys who want to keep it a secret, is another country telling the truth first. They're afraid China or Russia is going to tell the truth first and reveal everything because they think it's in their advantage to do that. You know what? We can't win in Ukraine. Russia's falling. Putin's about to get assassinated. We better get this out here. Why not? Or China. China's falling. There's no, our plans aren't working with Taiwan. Or maybe we just want to project power and say, we're leading the world now. No more hegemony, as they say, hegemony. We're actually the leader of the world. And here's, we're going to do what no one else will do. We're going to tell the truth about UFOs, about what America has done, what we have done, what the truth of the matter is, as far as we know, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Like, all of that could happen. Or there could be a mass event like 1952. What if 1,000 UFOs showed up over the White House? You can't spin that. Okay, so that's where we're at. Let's get to comments. I am really sorry. I haven't engaged with comments at all. Bonserver says, very interesting. These UAPs use water. Well, they definitely, I don't know if they use them or what, but they definitely are in it. And there's even a theory. I don't want to go into it, but the famous Tic Tac incident, right? That was part of the congressional hearing with Fravor, Commander Fravor. That Tic Tac incident, remember, part of that was the Tic Tac hovered over the water, the ocean, and there was a bubbling disturbance, he said, I think, of the sea where the Tic Tac was sitting. Like it was doing something. It wasn't just hanging out getting sun. It was doing something under the water or to something under the water. And there's a relationship for sure. Bonserver says, as far as you can tell, has there been a serious uptick in UAP sightings? Can you imagine if all these UAPs decided to come out in the open? Yeah, that's what I just said. Okay, now it's hard to get a serious uptick. It's been high numbers and ongoing and never going down, if that's what you mean, for the past at least 10 years. But it's who are you telling when you see it? Are you telling anyone? Are you telling a government source, or are you just telling MUFON or the National UFO Reporting Center, you know, the open source public investigator number types? Anyway, Tim, why am I missing Nolan, the historian guy that I'm reading his breakdowns of the whole history of this. Dolan. He just put out a video that I should probably comment on and share soon. He just put it out a couple days ago. That is a very simplistic top 10 items that are true that you should know in this UAP situation. And one of them is how many are being seen. And as far as it's just kind of, it's extrapolation, and it's, we know some figures, but then you have to account for ones we don't know, we never hear about, ones that, you know, never get revealed at all, etc. He's estimating at least 10,000 per month. 10,000 of actual stuff. Anyways, a lot, thousands and thousands. And as Graves, the other pilot, the younger guy with the bald head. Well, guy is smart as heck. He is telling us that it's commercial pilots and military pilots. Sightings of legitimate UAPs are intense and ongoing. Ongoing. There's no thing that happened and now we're going to investigate it for 10 years. There's things happening literally daily. The Five Eyes is basically the Anglosphere MS says, yeah, that meaning the English-speaking world, right? U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, New Zealand. That's a good way to look at it. But it also spans quite a bit of ocean there, right? And skies. You got basically the whole Pacific covered between the Australia and the U.S., and the Atlantic between the U.K. and Canada and the U.S. Bonterman says it is being reported that China is building a new version of ICBM. That's possible. If the UAPs are interested in this stuff, I bet we see some hanging out over there. Yeah. Yeah, 10,000 plus. That's the conservative estimate. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I don't know a new version of ICBM. I don't know how much. Other than them being faster, which is what the whole Russian idea of hypersonic is. And that's still even debatable if they have such a thing, because they say they're launching them in Ukraine, but they're not hypersonic at all. They're just garbage. Hypersonic meaning so fast that you can't detect them. By the time you see them, you're dead. That would, of course, defeat defenses, right? You wouldn't need to launch them a ballistic. ICBM is ballistic. You see, you would still have to. You're just making them fall at a particular place using gravity and all that. So, I mean, I don't know. China has severe nuclear capabilities already, and they have many, many ICBMs already. So. I don't know if a new version is going to provoke anything or not. New generation is the proper word. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Always, that's the beast, right? That's the nature of the beast in the military-industrial complex, is continued more and better and better and better and better all the time, right? Make new stuff, better stuff, deadlier stuff, faster stuff. That's probably part of the issue, part of the problem of going from, wow, these things might actually be dangerous and could obliterate our country, to how do we shoot one down so we could have one? Like, that's the first reaction. How do we get one so we could use it? Come on. Anyway, guys, okay, this has been Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. You can find me on the X platform at Manti4, as you see below. I do endeavor to engage whenever possible, so you can send me a note on there. Of course, if you really want to get me quick, you can get the End Time Church app, endtime.app, and use that. But if this has taught you anything, if it does bless you in any way, if what we're doing here as a Christian ministry, we are, to get to the bottom of this darn thing, because there's a huge deception coming one way or the other, no matter what it ends up being. Church is going to apostate. He's going to apostatize over this portion of them. Us will. That's the worst thing of all. And many will be turned away from the faith because of what happens. Guaranteed. Not even believers. The ones who are non-believers but could be saved are going to turn themselves away. That is the problem, ultimately. Because I'm not going to go into this today, but a lot of the UFO community says this is the greatest, biggest story in human history. I would just submit this, the UFO revelation or disclosure would be the second greatest event in human history after the resurrection of a Jewish man defeating death. That he would take your punishment that you deserve as a sinner, that I deserve, and get you right with God, the actual God, the creator of everything you see and everything you don't see. Him, getting right with him through that resurrection. That's the biggest event in human history, no matter what happens with UAPs. Amen. All right. Till next time, guys, this is Wings of the Eagle. Support us if you can. And spread the word. Thank you. Love you all.